Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doing it. Go time. Bleep you Thursday. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I will start with a tweet I got. C-Dub-1906 says, can I get a bleep you for fast food pickup spots in a packed parking lot? I mean, damn, I'm picking up, but I'm just going inside to order it, then pick it up. The McDonald's by my house, River Road in Bethesda, if anybody's familiar with it, there... The workers inside do a tremendous job. That place is always slam-packed. Mm-hmm. That parking lot is an absolute disaster. Mm-hmm. Because you got people now ordering on the app with people bringing food out to them. And then you get the people in the drive-thru lane where their stuff's not ready when they get to the drive-thru pickup, and then they got to pull over. So then there's no place to park if you got little kids like going inside. Mm-hmm. It's a mess. I don't know... I feel like in the world of ordering on the app, you got to get rid of the drive-thru or something. Like, I don't know what the answer is, but have you experienced this at all?
Yeah.
The other thing I don't understand, and there must be some, like, legitimate, like, patent or proprietary information or something.
What?
The way Chick-fil-A runs their operation is so much better than any and all other fast food operations. Like, why doesn't Burger King or Popeyes or McDonald's, whoever, hire the number two dude from Chick-fil-A and just make that dude in charge of your operation? It can't just be because they get Sundays off. Like, that can't be the only thing.
I don't know. I've never had the issue, though, at either place.
Brian, you live a charmed life. You never have any issues.
No, I go to the same fast food place everybody else go to. Maybe just Maryland and D.C. just screwed up.
I don't even know where this dude lives. Landfill, have you had drive-through fast food issues?
Yeah, some of the drive-throughs are pretty slow, but Chick-fil-A, they're always on point. Even when there's a long line, it just moves.
It just moves. I wish the dude in charge of the person, it might be a lady, whoever it is. Whoever's
might
in charge.
Be a kangaroo.
It might be a kangaroo. Whoever's in charge of Chick-fil-A, I would like to appoint them to be in charge of Tyson's Corner and the GW Construction. Because that is
They just not have run you through a fast food line. They don't know a damn thing about construction.
Whoever's doing that doesn't know a damn thing either. It's the worst, longest, worst traffic. I have no idea what's going on. Hey, it's Jay, never going to
you're
finish.
You're in the area where traffic never stops, and you're trying to build temporary roads while overall trying to build a permanent road.
It is.
It ain't going to be no damn good way to do it.
It is the worst. Dude, and have you noticed?
If they had told everybody, okay, your only way you can get to Virginia is go through D.C. or go around the Woodrow Wilson, we're going to just shut down the whole side.
They might as well.
That'd be better.
It's kind of the same.
Nah.
Dude, Yo, I gotta.
It's hard as hell to do that when you're never ever going to have no cars on the road.
It's atrocious over there, and it's been going on for like 3 years, and they're not going to be done for three more.
It's
going
to go on for some more because in the middle of it, they decided, oh, let's do this too.
They got to fire the people who make those decisions.
Hire the people from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have, you still need engineers and architects and everything, but like, let the Chick-fil-A people handle the egress and ingress.
You have to be just joking.
Dude, they're good at it. They're good at handling lots of people going into the same place. The people in charge right now are bad at it.
People at lunch, they will be lost.
You just build it. It's just scale it. You just scale it.
They couldn't do much worse than the way it currently is.
Try something different because the current setup is god-awful. If you're on the outer loop driving towards Tyson's, you see that giant overpass they're building?
Huh?
How long till you think they build the other side of that thing? And where's it going to go? There's a neighborhood right there. There are houses. And like, are all those people about to get just thrown out?
No. It's going to have another turn. That's why they wait, because that little road that's starting here is going to go back the other way.
My daughter's in third grade. I bet she'll be in high school before that stuff's over.
College sophomore.
Dude, I think it's supposed to be done in another 4 or 5 years.
I'll take the over.
Your daughter could go to college, get a degree in engineering,
hey man,
and work
like,
on that project.
Just like the name. Just like the name. Just get used to it because they ain't going nowhere until they're done. I'm just letting you know.
I want Mike Beasley, MGM National Harbor. Bees, give me odds on when the Tyson's GW construction will end. Please. And you know what I'm taking? The over. It's never going to end. It's god awful.
It's going to end. Then y'all going to be happy.
Well, I just.
I rode the GW Parkway the other day, y'all. Guess what? No problems.
Yo, it's like Mad Max in the Thunderdome, man.
I had no problem.
You cannot even change the radio when you're driving on GW Parkway right now because it's like you got to lock the Jeff in. When
I left downtown D.C.,
you live a charmed life. Nothing bad ever happens.
Going to PDI that Saturday and roll right through it. Got there on time.
Must be nice to be Brian Landfill. Just living that charmed life.
I mean, like, I leave and do stuff on time. Y'all do stuff last minute and then have a problem with the roads because you're late, knowing that it's already messed up.
You have any bleep views or is everything gravy?
I did my bleep already.
To Penderbrook Golf Course. Penderbrook got one. Phone lines are open. If you're mad about anything, hit us up. If the boys in the aquarium have anything, let me know. I specifically am mad about something. This is happening in more and more situations, and it doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed, when you open a new package of tissues, I got little kids, allergy season, we go through a lot of tissues in my house, Kleenexes, whatever you want to call them. We typically buy the like square size. But there's also, like, the brick size. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the brick size. I'm speaking more specifically about the square, but I assume it's the same in all of it. Doug, you open the box of tissues, and you rip the little thing off the top. Okay. And you try to pull out a tissue. It is packed so tight. It is so jam-packed. It is so packed that you can't get a tissue out, especially little children. So to get where it's like, you know, the easy thing with the tissues, it just kind of pulls up. It's easy, right? But the level you have to go down for that ease of tissue acquisition is like 50 freaking tissues. And it's so annoying. And you know where I've started to notice the same thing? The men's room. What is your preferred method for drying your hands in the men's room? You like the air joint?
I grab the tissue.
I like the paper towel.
Yep, I'll do both of them, depending.
I prefer the paper towel to the air
blade. I normally adjust to whatever you have, dog.
But, dude, have you noticed more and more trying to get the paper towels out in any men's room? And I'm sure it's like this in ladies' rooms. I can't necessarily speak to it. Or just restrooms where people use them. Either you get no paper towel. It gives you like a quarter of an inch. You got to wait 10 seconds for the automatic joint.
Use two hands and pull it slowly.
Or you can't get them out, and they end up like ripping in half. We got to chill with the packaging. Put the Chick-fil-A people in charge of packaging paper goods. It's ridiculous.
JP, you are the complainingest dude I've met in my life. You complain about everything. Do you ever think that sometime it might just be you?
Now, Brian, this segment is called Bleep You. This is a once-a-week segment to complain about stuff.
I'm just saying, but you complain about so many things that I think if you just slow down a little bit, it'll work out for you.
B, this is literally Bleep You Thursday. This is what I'm supposed to be doing, is complaining about stuff. For once, I'm on topic. I am doing what the show sheet says. You can't. This is where I'm supposed to complain.
Chick-fil-A gonna call in and say, "Do not tell people to hire us for nothing else. We are not qualified to do anything else."
Chick-fil-A should run the world. They know what they're doing.
No,
Wegmans, Chick-fil-A. I'm also shouting out good places that know what they're doing. Shout out to them. What are some other places that know what they're doing?
Mm.
Wegmans and Chick-fil-A come to mind. I'm open to other ideas. You think I'm the most complaining dude in the world? Charlie is in College Park. Hello, Charlie. How do you do?
Gentlemen, good morning. Good morning.
What's up, man?
Now, I realize this is going to reflect my being a Clint Eastwood-type curmudgeon. I'm the only one in the universe that feels this way. But bleep the NFL for what's the thing y'all were talking about they're going to have?
What?
For Washington and other teams. I can't even remember the name of it.
Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks. To me, football is not entertainment. I realize it is for everybody else.
But,
the only
but
thing
Charlie,
I care about,
how are you going to say it is not entertainment?
What is it?
When it is for everybody.
Listen, for me.
Well, why do you watch it?
Why do I watch it?
Because
I love the game. I play the game.
But you're entertained by it, are you not?
I don't care about that. I don't even think about that. That never enters into my thinking. I'm thinking X's and O's. I'm thinking of coaching. I'm thinking of Jaden Daniels. I'm thinking of Terry McLaurin. I'm thinking of the Eagles and how to beat them.
Yes, yeah, so you get to watch more of them.
I don't care, but you're missing it, man. Just for me, I'm taking responsibility for this. It's a distraction for the players, for the team. I don't like distractions.
So, Charlie, if I may, I've been thinking about this distraction. We watch practice. We're out there. Beamich was on the practice field last week. I don't think people are aware of, even without Hard Knocks, how many cameras there are. You've got an army of young 20-somethings making social media content at everywhere they turn. Like, will there be more cameras?
I don't think the players care one bit. I think we as fans care about distraction more than them. The players don't even see that crap.
That's true.
Thank you, Charlie.
That's true. See, that's the whole thing. As a player, I always look at it from a player's point of view.
But dude,
I care about performance.
You know where there's more cameras than you could possibly imagine?
I don't care about that.
College football, dude.
I understand that. That's entertainment. It's not for me. I love the game. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Charlie. You know what? It's Bleep You Thursday. Get it off your chest. We don't have to agree. We don't have to agree.
Okay.
Jason's in Bristow. Jason, who you mad at?
I'm mad at B. Mitch.
Oh!
What you mad at me for?
Because you used to come to Velocity 5, and I used to give you Patron margaritas and wings, and you never left me a tip.
Well, you're a lying ass right there.
Nah. Even when Jim Spiros was there, you ain't never left me a tip.
Well, that's a lying ass. If I got drinks, I left tips. Or Kenny paid the bill and took care of the tip. So that's a lie. I tip too much.
I've been with you plenty. I've never
That's a lying ass right there.
Let's try Austin.
Try that with somebody else, homie.
Let's go to Vinny in Seat Pleasant. Vinny, who you mad at?
JP, B. Mitch.
And I didn't even drink no damn margaritas. Hold on. I'm sorry, Vinny.
Hold on, man.
To the dude before, I ain't drink no damn margaritas, so that's why you didn't get a tip because you didn't serve me. What the hell are you talking about? I drank Patron and pineapple juice. That's not a margarita.
Hey, hold on. So, look, when he said it, I said, that don't sound like B.
Nah.
When he said margarita, and then, bro, I'm with you out a lot. You do tips. So, when he said it, I was like, all right.
Do you think Eddie George was in there drinking margaritas and not tipping?
That might have been, it might have been Eddie. Yeah.
Vinny's in Seat Pleasant. Vinny, who you mad at?
What's up, fella? Hey, B-Mitch, go off, man. Hey, you got every right to go off, man. I bleep you to the caller for even calling up here with that nonsense, man. For real. Anyway, I want to bleep you to all the parents of my youth football team, man. Man, they get them to practice late. I got a whole offensive game plan to implement. They get there like 7:15. I practice only 2 hours. And I'm like, bro, how am I supposed to get my running back to understand these holes or where to go if y'all don't get them here on time? So go ahead. To all of my wonderful, wonderful parents,
my 10U OGB Raptors. Bleep you, 100%. Y'all fellas have a great day, man.
Thanks, Vinny. Appreciate you. Let's try.
Oh, my Lord.
We got Poncho is on the line.
Poncho?
Poncho, what's good? Who you mad at?
Gentlemen.
What's up, brother?
Swinging and banging, baking and booty shaking. How y'all doing?
I'm good, man.
I love that phrase. Shout out to Cornelius Lucas.
Yeah, shout out Mr. Faking and Booty Shaking himself, man. Anyways, you know, FU to Mike Florio. He used to say he used to rag on the Commanders because of Dan Snyder. Now all of a sudden, these like clickbait comments, I didn't even entertain him.
What did Florio say there?
What did he? Oh, that bit he dropped. What was it earlier in the week about how we were afraid of the Eagles? Like what? You're gonna lose.
Ain't nobody afraid of anybody, dude. It's football.
Yeah,
Florio, maybe you haven't noticed that grown men that play football are not afraid. If you're afraid, that's why you do what you do.
I very much agree with that. Thanks, Poncho. Appreciate
you
calling.
Have a good day.
All right, man.
See you, buddy.
He sounds a little bit like our dude from. He calls in sometimes. He has the same little draw in his voice. What's the dude's name was?
Los?
No, but. Oh, I can't think of his name now.
All right, you think of it. Wendell's in Springfield. Wendell, who
you
mad
at? I'm mad at Charlie, man, for thinking the NFL is not entertainment.
I didn't get that at all.
No, the concept makes no sense, and I'm going to let you cut me loose, but I do agree with JP, too. On the tissue boxes and when
it's
they overpack
crazy, dude. It's
the paper
crazy.
Towels. I agree with them, B-Mitch.
You know what I'd rather know? I'd rather too much paper in it and then they give me a paper towel with nothing in it.
Yeah, but B, the problem is the time you get through the overpackaging, you got less than if you did, they just regular packaged it. Because
you're pulling out 6-7 at a time.
Yeah, dude. Say a standard box had to have 100 tissues, right? So they try to sell you, yo, we're giving you 125 tissues. Okay, but you got to go through 40 of them till it starts to work. So you really net out only 80 tissues, right? Wendell, are you with me?
I don't know how you go through 40 and you get 80. That's still $120.
Right, but it's less than if I could just buy the regular box at 100.
All right, man. That sound like the NFL not being entertainment to me.
Listen, man. Thank you, Wendell.
That was the weirdest one I've ever heard.
He's mad that the NFL is considered entertainment?
It's not entertainment to him, though.
What is it, then? I tried to get...
I don't know. If you're watching it for the players and you're watching it for the X's and O's, you are being entertained by it.
It's like people want to argue if golf is a sport.
Hell yeah, it is.
You call it a game.
Well,
I don't care.
You this.
Like,
everybody that say golf is not a sport, take your ass out there and walk and then tell me it's not a sport.
Well, I also like the semantics police. I just don't understand. Like, if you enjoy it and you partake in it, who cares what it's called? Like, why does it matter if it's entertainment or not? Like, it's football. You love it. Who cares?
Yeah.
That one.
Hey, man.
But hey, man.
You love what? Things that entertain you, right?
I am
That's
not.
That's all I'm saying.
This is Bleep You Thursday. This is a judgment-free zone. You can say what you want. Be mad at who you want. Phone lines remain open. We're going to keep going. We got a ton of people. Coop, Austin, Eugene, everybody there, just stick with us. We're taking your calls next. It's B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props for the NBA Finals starting up tonight. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to check a player's consistency during the playoffs? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And after the tip-off, you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I have a bleep you, but I don't even want to give this any credence. I don't even want to mention it. So if anybody follows Denton Day and you saw the joke thing that he quote tweeted, bleep you to the joke originator. There's a deep cut for you. The phone lines are lit up. People are mad about stuff. Let's keep it going. It is a bleep you Thursday. Cooper is in D.C. What's up, Coop? Who you mad at?
What's up, guys? Bleep you to any host or hostess that decides to sit you next to someone in a restaurant when there's 100 other seats available. That is the most annoying thing on this planet, and there's no need for it at all. You got 100 seats. I don't care who's in a rotation. Just put me somewhere other than next to three crying kids when there's plenty of seats open.
I'm with you. There must be a method to that madness. But if I go into a restaurant and I have my children with me, my kids are getting a little older. They're pretty well behaved, but still, they're kids. Like, why are you jamming us into a corner where you got half the restaurant empty? Like, just let us go over there, because then we're not impacting other people.
Yeah, correct.
I'm with that.
I don't understand it. Good call, Cooper.
I agree with y'all on that one.
Thank you.
Yep.
Are you walking to a restaurant and they walk you past 50 tables to put you way in the back in the corner?
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, yo, I don't like sitting in the corner.
Like
I didn't like sitting in the corner when I was in school when I was punished.
They're convinced that it's going to get so packed they need the space.
Well, put me in the front and take them in the back.
I have got a couple of bleep yous sent directly to me. Heather McDonough. Last night I asked her if I could wear flip flops on all ears. I had a summer vibe going. I wanted to wear flip flops. And she said, no, this is television, which maybe is fair. And I just got a text from her. She said, bleep you to show hosts who want to wear flip-flops.
I agree with her. Because you like to wear those little things too much at all times.
It's free feet movement.
Nah, man.
I got another.
Your feet not pretty, dog.
So I'm playing in the Woodmont member guest tomorrow. I'm fired up. My game, I have no idea the status of my current game.
I can tell you what it is. It's jeffed up.
Yo, it's jeffed up. The other day, I feel like I can string 9 holes together. Tomorrow, I have to play 27 holes. I don't know how that's going to go. But today is the practice round over at Woodmont. And my boy Brian Ashen just texted me, bleep you for not showing up to the practice round. We got drinking to do. So I'll catch up tomorrow. Don't worry. Eric is in Woodbridge. Eric, who you mad at?
Oh, hey, fellas, how y'all doing this good Thursday afternoon?
What's up, man?
B-Miss doesn't need any body to defend him, but, you know, as a D.C. legend, I got to just say bleep you to the caller that called in and tried to talk smack about B-Miss not tipping. We all know you pay like you weigh, big homie, so keep doing what you're doing, and you're respected by many.
Appreciate you, bro.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Let's go to Bristow. Eugene is in Bristow. What's up, Eugene? Who you mad at?
Hey, man. Peace, B-Mitch, JP. If you want to get on the subject of tipping, man, now I have a reason to be mad. I do DoorDash on the side, not my full-time job, but I do it on the side. I had a drive from Hyattsville, a food pickup from Hyattsville, all the way up to Georgetown.
Uh-huh.
Delivered the person's food in an upscale apartment, no tip at all. So I want to send a big bleep you out to that person right there, because that really made me mad right there.
I don't blame you.
You want to get on the subject of tipping, that's something to be mad about right there.
All right. Now, can I ask a question, Eugene?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to bleep you. You seem like a nice fella. I appreciate you listening to the program. But in the spirit of Bleep You Thursday, how about next time you call in, turn your damn blinker off?
Hey, no problem. Man.
Thank you, buddy.
He was turning, man. He was turning. Tell you, Jay, you turning. What the hell's wrong with you, Jay?
Jeff, I'm not trying to come at you, but I got an honest question before I go to line one. Is that Simon or Simone?
That's Simone.
Okay, perfect.
When did Simon ever has an E on it? I never heard of Simon with an E on it.
I just said he thought you might have put an extra letter.
Me either, dog. I didn't know if maybe it was a typo or something. And I didn't want to call someone named Simone Simon, because I'm guessing Simone's a woman.
Reading is fundamental, dog.
That's a two-way street, homie. Simone is in Gaithersburg. What up, Simone? Who you mad at?
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Thank you so much for taking my call. My bleep you is to all the Uber passengers who get in my car with passive-aggressive behavior. They don't speak when I say good morning. And then they get out of my car and give me a one-star rating saying I'm not friendly. Then I have to prove to Uber that they're lying by submitting a video. That is so annoying. And so bleep you to all those passengers. Who does that?
Absolutely.
All the time.
So you got them on camera.
Yes, I have to record
it.
All of my rides,
then
I have to submit that recording to Uber to get rid of that one star. And ordinarily it wouldn't bother me, but Uber is paying my tuition for college, and I have to keep my driver rating at a certain percentage.
Hey, I'm with you on
and
that.
When
I get
they do stuff like that, that could mess up my stuff. So bleep you to all of them.
Thank you, Simone. Bleep them.
You know, I'll pause my camera a little bit, and then I'll tell them bleep them right when they're getting out the car.
Brian, I don't know that you're built for the customer service industry, B.
I am. I'm built for the customer service industry, but when they cross the line, I'll cross it too.
All right, I'm going in chronology. Austin has been on hold. Austin and Stafford, who you mad at, dude?
I am mad at younger service workers right now. It felt like every time this week, they just give me the deadest eyes and don't even try for conversation. It's like they're all poorly socialized.
It's because they're high,
I finally
high,
get
dog.
It when my dad was, like, mad at going to McDonald's and getting, like, a 16-year-old who just stares blankly at him when he says no onions. I get it now.
Dude, it's because everyone's stoned. Just walk around. All you do is smell weed. Yeah, that's why service sucks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Austin. All right, we're going to lock these up so we don't have more folks call. If you're on hold, stay right there. I'm getting everybody in. Jeff is in Fairfax. Jeff, who you mad at?
Well, first of all, I want to do give B. Mitch a homework assignment for tomorrow, because I'm going to call in tomorrow with Ask B. Mitch Anything. I'm going to ask him who he would work with, other than you, excluded, whether
well,
alive or dead.
Well, it's not going to work tomorrow, because I won't be here.
Yeah, we're not here, dog.
There's your homework. Listen, I live in a townhouse community not far from George Mason University. And I spend so much time picking up trash on the side of the road that people throw out. They stop at a fast food joint, they gobble the stuff up on the way home, and instead of taking the bag in to throw it away in a proper receptacle, they throw it on the curb.
I hate that.
And then I got to pick it up. And they're co-conspirators, these dog walkers that will walk by a pile of fast food junk on the curb or sidewalk three or four times and never even think about picking it up while they pick up dog poop. I mean, give me a break. Bleep these people that trash my earth.
Bleep them. Good call, Jeff. I hate people that leave trash on the golf course are just the worst. Rodney is uptown. Rodney, who you mad at?
I'm mad at the NFL for subjecting us to watching the Dallas Cowboy every single year on Thanksgiving.
Hey, I'm with you on that. That's a good call.
It's a good call. Simple right there. Thank you, Rodney.
I got a question. Is there a way of changing that? And I'll leave it at that.
I'll say no.
No.
Jerry got that set up.
It was also set up. So the reason.
This was set up before Jerry, right?
Yeah. The reason the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving every year is they were an expansion team and they were trying to generate interest. So they started doing that. That's how the tradition
and
started.
And now they get all those eyes. And they say, oh, hell yeah.
60 we are years not. Ago or something. Jupe, our penultimate caller. It's Bleep You Thursday. What up?
Hey, what's happening, B, Miss JP? How y'all fellas feeling?
We good, man. What's happening with you?
Ain't much. Hey, look, I'm getting myself prepared, but my bleep you is going for what's about to come, these spotted mandarin flies. I've nicknamed them the flying dummies. It'd be billions of them out on my deck. They'll fly, smack you right in your forehead, land in your lap, get up and look at you like, what's up, dog? I'll be trying to grill. They'll fly to your grill.
What they kind of everywhere. Flies? Cicadas?
The spotted mandarin flies.
What is
it's
that?
Something brand new that's... It's coming.
We do not need new Virginia, bugs, man. We got enough
but
bugs.
It's coming, man. I'm trying to tell y'all. Yeah, they
spotted mandarin
here.
Fly?
I'm out.
Lantern.
Thank you, Juke. Bleep those flies.
Oh, lantern fly.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Those right. Will be real bad for the area and stuff.
Last but not least, we have an NFL owner on the line. Hello, Jera. How do you do?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. But Finley, B. Mitch, Walker, and Landfill, and whatever it is now, heavy metal, whatever.
No, hey, listen, White whoever, Brian is here today, sir.
Oh, well, White Brian. Hey, listen, whoever that call was, it will snow today about 15 inches before we're off Thanksgiving, you dumbass. That's just a stupid remark. But listen, I got to kind of blank me and blank the dentist at the same time. They said that I need a couple of implants. We're talking about $8,000. What the hell is that? If my mouth was my car, they would total it. What kind of $8,000? I asked them if there was a generic form. They said, hell no. And so I guess I got to pay. Hey, y'all have a great day. But
thank
you, to the dentist.
Appreciate you, buddy.
All right,
man. A rousing, successful Bleep You Thursday.
Oh, yeah. It's a little lantern fly.
I'm out on these flies.
It's bigger than a fly.
I'm out.
It's going to be a problem.
All the way out on these fries. You know what I'm in on? Garage doors, baby. I got a new garage door, and I love that thing. It's silent. I use the app. As a matter of fact, I'm not entirely sure I closed it this morning, and I'm going to check right now. What do you think, B? I went out the garage to grab a Celsius out of the downstairs
fridge. Did you leave
fridge.
It open?
Bang. Closed. We're in business.
You just right. closed it.
No, it was closed. I remembered. My wife is not always thrilled with how frequently I leave it open. But if you want a new garage door that your wife can be mad about you leaving it open, you should hit up the folks at Door Pro America. Seriously, my old garage door sucked. It was loud. It was ugly. They got me this sleek new black garage door. Looks so much better with my house. Increased our curb appeal. It's really awesome. The MyQ app technology, you can open and close your garage door from anywhere. It is transformative for my house. Seriously. And Door Pro America did it all. They've been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. Their team handles everything, Garage door and opener repairs, maintenance, new installs, whatever it is, they could get it done. Call today. You can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you. Or you can check them out now at DoorPro America.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
America.com. Finley 1067 the fan. Fired up, bringing one of our boys on the Rude Guest Hotline, our friend Doug Riley. Doug, what's going on, dude? How are you?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
We are good, dude. You know me and B pretty well. You obviously run this incredible golf tournament where you guys just raise an insane amount of money. Brian and I have been lucky enough to be a part of it. Contractors Against Cancer coming up this fall. Does it surprise you at all, Doug, knowing me and knowing Brian, that I did not know the date of the tournament till about 45 seconds ago?
Surprise? No, not at all.
Not with JP.
Well, dude, so you guys, you started this thing. Can you tell people about Monday after the Masters? Because
yes.
I'm not sure everybody knows exactly what that is, but it's become a pretty damn big deal.
Yeah, they've been going for, I think, about 40 years now, but I went about 20 years ago. Unbelievable event in Myrtle Beach, run and hosted by Hootie and the Blowfish, and they put together just an incredible couple of days between the concert that they have down there and the golf with the celebrities, which is what spurred our thought to put one together in the DMV. We figured, you know, if they can do it in Myrtle Beach, we ought to be able to do one in the DMV.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And
I played in that tournament before.
Well, I mean, That one I want to get to.
When I was horrible.
Maybe we should go back. I'm still horrible, but you're at least good.
I don't know, B-Mitch. I played with you last year in our event. You can hit the ball.
Yeah.
I was horrible when I first played that Hootie and the Blowfish thing. I had a crocodile red golf bag.
They shouldn't let you in just for that.
So, Doug, tell us about the tournament this year. I mean, the amount of money that got raised last year when we were doing that live auction, And that one dude just held up his hand. He's like, oh, I'll give another 150K. I was like, damn, this is a serious room,
yeah,
man.
Real, for real, yeah.
I mean, you guys, the first year you went over $500,000, right?
Yeah, we you know, we set a goal, a lofty goal at 650. We got to 600. We're trying to get to a million this year.
Wow.
We got a great committee of volunteers working to try to get sponsors every day. You know, the key of this is we tried to create this one-of-a-kind event, just like Hootie and the Blowfish's event down there Monday after the Masters. But we also, at the same time, we're saving lives. You know, the yeah. Colorectal Cancer Alliance, this has become the leading cancer in the men under age 50 now. It's what used to be thought of as an old age, you know, cancer. It's getting into young people now. So the work we're doing is to try to get people to get screened early and find out whether they have an issue or not and then beat it. So
when are the ages? When are the ages? So my obviously knowing you, Doug, and knowing the group, like it was something, it was easy for B and I to want to be a part of. I actually lost my uncle to colon cancer. When are the ages you should start to get checked for that stuff?
Well, if you have history, you need to be under 50. You need to start getting checked probably at 45. And I'm not an expert on this, but I've learned a lot since this is our cause. But here's a recent study I could tell you. I just read about the other day. 2025 Colorectal Cancer Alliance states they revealed that the majority of Americans prioritize chores over life-saving screening and would rather do their taxes than get a colonoscopy.
Damn. Doing taxes sucks.
I sure in the hell. That's not me. Hey, I had one last year.
I haven't had one.
But it's easier than it used to be. I mean, it's a wives' tale that it's this crazy process. And, you know, you go in, they knock you out, basically, and then a couple hours later you wake up and you've had it done. But the other thing you can do is the Exact Sciences folks came up with this thing called Cologuard. You can poop and send it back to them in a box, and it at least gets you checked to see whether you need to go further on a more advanced testing.
See, that one right there is a lot easier than drinking that stuff, man. Oof.
Hell yeah.
I never thought pooping in a box would be for medical advancement, but here we are. there's also Craig Melvin's event up in Connecticut is a huge thing too, right?
We went last year to support him, hoping that he'll reciprocate, although he's a pretty busy man these days. I actually golfed with him at the Monday after the Masters years ago. We had a great time. Great guy, he and his wife.
Yep.
But yeah, he has an event because he lost his brother, I think, 5 years ago. And he started his event called Bottoms Up Invitational, which is a cool name.
Knowing Craig and Lindsay, I bet there's a lot of bottles that end up bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
So
tell everybody about the event this year. It's in October. The golf is at Congressional, and I know there's the big party Sunday night.
Are you welcoming JP and I back?
Of course we are. We appreciate all you guys do for us, and we'd love to have you back again this year. You guys did a great job last year. And we'll make you guys our ambassadors for the event.
All right.
I love that, man.
It's October 5th and 6th. It's at Congressional, like you mentioned. On Sunday, we start off with tailgating, followed by a live auction, and then a star-studded concert and an after party. So Sunday night, Sunday afternoon into the evening is one great night, and the celebrities are all hanging out there. And then Monday morning, we do a gifting experience, which you get all kinds of items, hoodies, golf shirts, sunglasses, shoes, a bunch of stuff to say thank you to you for being there. And then we do the golf, and it'll be on the Congressional Blue Course, the course that the pro events are held at.
There we go.
So we're not cheating you. We're not putting you on the other course.
Ass too, but the blue is something, man.
Absolutely, but everyone wants to play the blue.
Sure.
And then there's an awards reception afterwards. And last year I thought it was really cool. I had no idea Paul Graham, our organizer, was going to do this. But the winning group each got a guitar that was signed by all the celebrities. So it was really cool.
That was really cool. That was sweet. We got to give those away. That was a lot of fun. I know that Sunday night you usually line up a pretty big like act. Do you know who is that? Is that a secret still, or is that out yet?
Paul is still working on nailing everything down.
Okay.
We gave him a wish list of some people that we wanted, and hopefully we'll get some guys that have been there before. To come back this year, but we're working on who the headliner is. Last year was Edwin McCain.
Yeah.
But we had the guys from Sister Hazel there, Steven Azar, Javier Colon, the voice winner from season one. I just golfed again this past year with Thomas McClary. If you don't know who Thomas is, he's the originator of the Commodores.
Oh, wow.
75 years old. I'm telling you, I golfed with him down in Myrtle Beach. Doesn't look a day over 50. Great guy. Got up there on the stage and did Brick House and Easy. It was awesome.
Oh, boy.
That's awesome, man.
Oh, yeah.
Still getting it done. Well, Doug, we're fired up. Everybody should head to it's contractorsagainstcancer.org, right?
Yes, it is. No spaces. Contractorsagainstcancer.org.
Yeah.
We'd love to have some more sponsors join us. We're on our way to our goal, but we need a little push. And if anyone out there wants to help us out and become part of the event, we'd love to have you.
And help you out while helping other people.
Yeah, man.
Get people help.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And saving lives. We're
there
saving
go,
lives
man.
Here, people.
Definitely.
Maybe we should tee it before then just to make sure, you know, we got all our ducks in a row.
I like it. I like your thoughts.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
All right, guys. Great.
Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. It's our friend Doug Riley. Check out contractorsagainstcancer.org.
That was a good golf tournament, bro.
It was a great cause. B and I did it last year. Going to lock in with those guys again. They do it very, very right. Now, when we return, Joe Vardon from The Athletic, we're going to preview NBA Finals starting tonight.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.